Here at God's Big Story, we know that your kids love reading and learning about Jesus. Well, today we've got something great for kids of all ages from our friends at Kaleidoscope.
Parents, maybe you've wondered, how does my child transition from storybook Bibles to full-length adult translations? You know, it's sort of that tricky second to fifth grade territory where they're not babies anymore, but they're also not quite ready for an adult translation.
That's where Kaleidoscope comes in. They take each book of the Bible and faithfully retell it in engaging kid-friendly chapter books, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And now they have really big news, like really big news. They are recording each of their books as audiobooks for Yodo players.
So go ahead and hop on their website at readkaleidoscope.com to check them out and maybe order a book or a Yodo card with 10% off using the code BIGSTORY.
Kaleidoscope, the new kid in kids' Bibles.
Listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
Hi, Julie.
Oh no, you sound a little grumpy, Matt. What's going on?
Well, you might recall that I love pirates. They bring me lots of joy. So you see, there's this new pirate movie coming out that I really want to see. But it feels like I have been waiting forever. And you know what, Julie?
What, Matt?
I am sick and tired of waiting.
That's really tough. Waiting can be so hard. But it does sound like you're getting some good practice with patience.
Patience? No, Julie. I'm talking about waiting to see a movie, not waiting for the doctor.
No, Matt. I'm talking about the other kind of patience. P-A-T-I-E-N-C-E. Patience!
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not so sure I'm a big fan of this kind of patience. Can you tell me more about it?
Sure can. Patience is waiting without complaining, even when things get hard. You can practice patience while you wait for a new movie to come out or with another person.
Okay. Well, one thing is for sure. I have not been waiting without complaining because, like I said, I really want to see this movie. And it is totally unfair that I have to wait and, oops, I guess I do have a lot to learn about when it comes to patience.
Funny thing, Matt, it just so happens that that's exactly what we're talking about today on our show. Remember how we're learning about the fruit of the Spirit? Well, so far we've learned about love, joy, and peace. So next is...
patience! That's amazing. What a coincidence.
Yeah, a crazy coincidence. I know a little bit about patience, but I know someone who knows a whole lot more. We've talked to her before, but why don't we head outside and take a walk to the garden so we can talk to our friend,
the gardener.
Did someone say gardener? Well, hello. It's our friend Jen. It's been a little while, Jen. And look what a lovely garden you have.
Yes, this garden is thriving. What all do you have growing here?
I'll take you on a quick tour. Over here, we have some tomatoes. I love growing tomatoes, although I can't say that it's easy. This section has all kinds of different peppers, jalapenos, bell, and even some ghost peppers.
Ooh.
Now we've arrived at my last and favorite section, the fruit. I'm growing watermelon, cantaloupe, and a few types of berries.
It's kind of funny that the fruit is your favorite, Jen, since this season on God's Big Story, we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit.
How about that? What fruit of the Spirit are you two learning about today, and how can I help?
Well, Jen, we are learning about patience, something I apparently don't have a whole lot of. Julie thought since you were a gardener, you might be able to help us. Can you tell me what gardening has to do with patience?
I sure can, Matt. Gardening involves a lot of hard work, a lot of waiting, and no guarantees. Step one, I plant seeds. Even from the first step in the process, I need to be patient. It's a lot of work learning what kinds of seeds I should plant, how much sun they'll need, where I should plant them, all kinds of things.
Whoa. You've already convinced me, Jen. You definitely have to be patient to be a gardener. So then what happens after that?
Once I've planted the seeds, the real work begins. I water the plants every day. It takes quite a while from the time I plant the seeds until I see them grow. They do a lot of growing underneath the soil while I wait and wait for that tiny sprout to pop out of the dirt. Then I have to wait even longer for the plant to produce the fruit or vegetable I'm growing.
Wow. Is it hard to wait all that time to see what will happen?
In a way, it's hard. I'm putting a lot of work into my garden, so I really want to see the fruit, get it, of my labor. On the other hand, though, I've grown to enjoy the process. I do everything I can to care for my garden, and then I just wait. And you know what else I do in the waiting? Tell us. I practice trusting God. Remember, patience is waiting without complaining, even when things get hard. I want to be patient, but sometimes that's not easy. So in those moments, I trust God and ask the Helper, the Holy Spirit, to give me patience.
Well, I'm glad I'm not the only one who thinks being patient is hard. But this is such good news that God will help us.
I've got one last question, Jen. Gardening sounds hard, and I agree with Matt. So does being patient. So why is it so important that we practice patience?
Oh, the most important reason that we want to be patient is because God is patient with us. He's patient with me, even when I don't deserve it, like when I'm slow to listen and obey Him, or when I love other things more than I love Him. He is always patient with His children. So when we are patient, we show the people around us a little bit about what God is like. And you never know, it may cause someone to want to learn more about Him.
Wow, this sure was helpful. And I must say, I really dig your garden.
Yeah, and you really helped us grow in our understanding of patience.
I hope this conversation planted some seeds of curiosity in you both as you learn today's story from the Bible.
Thanks again, Jen. We'll see you soon.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. Let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand His word. Dear God, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us to understand who You are and what You have done. Amen.
All season long, we are learning about the fruit of the Spirit. We learned about love and joy and peace, and today we're going to learn about patience through the story of Joseph. You see, God made a promise to Abraham. Do you remember Abraham? God promised to give him a big family and make them God's special and chosen people. Abraham had to be patient, but God kept that promise, and one of Abraham's great-grandsons was named Joseph.
On the count of three, let's say Joseph. One, two, three.
Joseph.
Way back in season three, we learned about Joseph. And through his story, we saw that God is good to keep His promises. We're going to learn about Joseph again today, but we'll learn something new. We'll learn what it looks like to trust God and be patient, even when things are hard.
Jacob did special things for Joseph, which made Joseph's brothers angry. Can you show me an angry face? Good. One special thing Jacob did was give Joseph a beautiful, colorful coat. The brothers were angry that Joseph was given special things like the colorful coat. This made their brothers so angry, they decided they wanted to get rid of Joseph.
So they sold Joseph to the Egyptians to become an enslaved person. Remember, when someone is enslaved, they have to do all of the hard work, but they don't make any of the money. Enslaved peoples are not in charge of their own lives, and they have to do whatever they're told to do. They're treated very badly. It's terrible to be enslaved, and God never wants us to treat people the way enslaved people are treated.
After they sold Joseph into enslavement, the brothers lied to their father Jacob and told him that Joseph had died. While Joseph was in Egypt, God used him to help Pharaoh. The Pharaoh was like the king of Egypt. On the count of three, say Pharaoh with me. One, two, three.
Pharaoh. Now, after Joseph had been working for Pharaoh for some time, he got put in jail, even though he hadn't done anything wrong. But Joseph was patient, even while he was in jail. He knew that God had a plan for him, and he was right. One day, Pharaoh had a terrible dream, and God helped Joseph tell Pharaoh what his dream meant. Joseph said that the dream meant that bad weather was coming and that everyone was going to run out of food for a long, long time. Because of his great wisdom and ability to know what was coming, Pharaoh put Joseph in charge of all the food in Egypt.
Joseph was like a prince. How crazy is that? He went from being enslaved to a prince, all because of God.
Joseph made sure to save a lot of food so everyone would have enough to eat once the bad weather came. It took many years and lots of hard work to save all of the food they would need. Joseph had to be patient, and he had to trust that the work he was doing was part of God's plan.
When the bad weather came, people came from all over the world to get food from Joseph in Egypt. One day, Joseph's brothers came to Egypt to get food, and Joseph was able to give food to his family. And Joseph even forgave his brothers for treating him badly and selling him to be enslaved.
Let's get an even closer look by reading what Joseph said to his brothers from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. Our story today can be found in the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, chapter 50, and verses 20 and 21. I'll give you just a moment to find it. Genesis 50, 20 through 21. Remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. And if you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? Genesis chapter 50, verses 20 through 21 says, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones." Thus Joseph comforted them and spoke kindly to them.
Though it took many years and a lot of hard times, Joseph was patient while God carried out his plan. There were probably many times when Joseph wished God would just hurry up with his plan, but he was patient. He waited without complaining, because he knew that even if it wasn't how he would have planned it, God had a plan that he meant for good.
We aren't able to have patience like Joseph all on our own. Joseph was patient because he had God's help. And there's good news. We can have God's help to be patient too, through the Holy Spirit. God was good to send a helper for everyone who loves and trusts him. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we are able to wait without complaining, even when things are hard.
Hey parents, are you looking for an inspiring read for your little ones? Well, we've got something special for you. Introducing Kids in the Bible, a storybook Bible about God's children.
This new book by Caroline Saunders features a collection of 33 captivating stories from the Bible, all centered around kids, just like yours.
Ever wondered about the adventures of young Miriam, Samuel, or even a certain young Jesus? Kids in the Bible takes you on a journey through the lives of these remarkable children, showcasing how God's big plans unfold through even the smallest of us.
Each story is a treasure trove of courage, faith, and the boundless love of God. Whether it's a young warrior's bravery, or a girl who defies death, or the miraculous journey of a baby who changed the world forever, there's something for every young heart to connect with.
So parents, if you want your kids to discover the wonders of the Bible in a fun and engaging way, visit kidsinthebiblebook.com today.
Let your little ones be a part of God's special plan to bless the world.
You just heard God's word. Let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it
5-second fly-through review. That's right. And our friend Jen is back to play our game with us. Tell us how to play, Jen.
All right. We're going to ask you 6 questions. You'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout out our answers together and see if you got it right.
Okay, everyone. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Okay, question number 1. Which fruit of the Spirit have we learned about so far, including what we learned about today?
Ooh.
Love,
joy,
peace,
and patience.
Question number two, what does it mean to be patient?
Waiting without complaining.
Even when things are hard.
Question number three, who had to be patient while he waited for God's promise of a big, big family?
Abraham.
Question number four, who did we learn about in our story today?
Joseph.
Question number five, was Joseph patient even when things got hard?
Yes.
Last question, question number six. How did God use Joseph's hard times for good?
He helped save lots of people in Egypt.
How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, ask an adult in your home if you can plant a seed outside or maybe inside a pot. Care for it and wait patiently for it to grow. As you watch it and wait, talk as a family about what it means to be patient.
Now, let's worship together by singing a song that will help us learn about the whole story of the Bible. Make sure you listen for Joseph's name in the song.
These 40 events from the Bible tell us God's big story, the story of Scripture. So let's sing them out together. Ready, set, here we go.
Creation, fall, promise, flood, Tower of Babel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, slaves in Egypt, Moses, Red Sea, wilderness, Jordan River, Joshua, conquest of the promised land, Judges, Samuel the prophet, King Saul, King David, King Solomon, kingdom split, prophets speak, Israel conquered by Syria, Judah conquered by Babylon, exiles returned, temple rebuilt, 400 years of silence, Jesus is born, lives a perfect life, disciples follow Jesus, dies on the cross, buried in a tomb, Jesus is resurrected, ascends to heaven, Holy Spirit comes, the gospel is shared to all the earth, the church waits, Jesus returns, the kingdom of God forever.
Thanks for listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
And if you'd like to hear more about today's story, you can turn to Genesis chapter 50 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description or visit tvcresources.net.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again real soon.
Bye.
Just a reminder that our friends over at Kaleidoscope are offering our listeners 10% off with the code BIGSTORY. That's all caps, big story.
That's right. And we put a link right in the show notes just for you. So head on over to readkaleidoscope.com and don't forget to use the discount code BIGSTORY.